that little bass line right there before the vocals come in on that song. My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And we're here to inform you this morning that a great event is coming up. This is the Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. I knew I was going to mess that up. First time out of the gate. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event. Go on Facebook and check this out. This is going to be on April 20th. The car registration starts at 7:30 a.m., and then they're going to have crawfish plates and a movie on the big screen, and then they're going to wrap it up with the award show. There's going to be raffles. There's going to be all kinds of stuff, so we're going to talk about that this morning. If you have questions or comments about this event or anything else we might talk about, let us know. 437-1620. Call or text the show. My guests this morning, Sheriff Chip Simmons and Whitney Lucas from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, talking about the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and this great event. So guys, thank you so much for being here this morning. How you doing?
Good Thanks morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning out there. The sun is back. So I'm happy. It's going to be a great day. Tell me about Cops, Cars, and Crawfish.
So the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation, we're an all-volunteer organization, and shortly after we were formed in 2021, we started trying to think of what we could do for our signature event. As you know, most nonprofits in our area have their one large signature event they do every year. Mm-hmm. So the sheriff had this great idea. He said, well, let's throw out some things. What does everybody around here love? So crawfish was one of the first things that came out. And then we started talking, well, car shows are really popular. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I said, well, we can't forget the cops. I mean, that's the whole reason we were formed in the first place is to support the cops. Mm-hmm. So in all of his genius, the sheriff said, well, let's just put them all together and have an event. I said, we're going to put all those things together. He said, yeah, we'll call it Cops, Cars, and Crawfish.
There you go.
Genius.
Well, I think she gave me too much credit. And what you're listening to, Whitney Lucas, she's the president of the Sheriff Foundation, and she'll go over shortly what the foundation does. But I just want to make sure that you understand that this is all a combined collaboration with the sheriff's office and the foundation itself. And it's true. I grew up here, so I remember the Sausage Festival and different things in the North End. And so I really wanted something that would take place in the northern part of the county. Mm. And you know, there's certain iconic venues in the north part of the county. One's the fairgrounds, obviously, and one is Five Flags Speedway. And during our discussion, we thought if we could combine these three things, we need a large location. We need someplace that everyone knows where it is. And so no one's concerned about parking. No one's concerned about, you know, the location. And we thought about Five Flags Speedway, talked to Mr. Bryant, and he was all in. You know, so we have to give him credit for last year and obviously this year for allowing us to use his beautiful facility. They won't let us on the track itself, even though last year we took a ride or two around the track.
Yeah.
But it's the parking lot area, because obviously the track's angled anyways. Right. It's probably not the best thing. But that's kind of where we decided on the location. And as Whitney's talked about, we're going to have just a number of things.
Yeah, so Cubs Crawfish also stepped up to be one of our top sponsors for the event. So they're going to be providing the crawfish. And the Sheriff's Foundation, it's important to know that we do two things. Our mission is so very simple. We support the heroes of the Sheriff's Office, and we promote their community engagement initiatives. So this event, it brings both of those things together. We will have the crawfish plates for sale for $25. We'll have hamburger or hot dog plates for $10. We'll have event shirts, a 50-50 raffle. So we've got an opportunity to raise the funds necessary to directly support those sheriff's office employees. Mm-hmm. But this also promotes their community engagement. This is a free event to the public. Come out, enjoy yourselves. We're going to have a number of things for the kids this year that are new additions for us. If you came out last year, it's going to be even bigger and better this year. We're going to have children's games that we're going to play throughout the day. We're going to have face painting, balloon animals. We're going to have a sketch artist on site. So we're really trying to promote that community engagement experience.
How important is the community engagement these days between the community and our law enforcement heroes?
I will tell you that everybody expects your law enforcement to keep you safe, right? Mm-hmm. To protect and to serve the community. But what they don't realize is how critical that community engagement component is. And so that's where the foundation steps in, to be able to kind of promote those experiences that there aren't necessarily taxpayer dollars for. And so using our private donations, we can create these events that really helps build that trust and that relationship with the sheriff's office and their community. Because if the community doesn't know their local law enforcement, they're not going to be able to trust their local law enforcement. And then the law enforcement side is going to have a much more difficult time doing the job they need to do.
Right. My guests this morning, Sheriff Chip Simmons and Whitney Lucas, the president of the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. We're talking about cops, cars, and crawfish. Coming up on April 20th at the Five Flags Speedway, if you want to register your car for the car show, that's going to be $20 before.
Sorry. Yep. So our pre-registration time. Yeah, our pre-registration time has already closed.
Oh, okay.
So pre-registration, we're done. We've got a number of cars already that are signed up, so it's going to be a pretty decent car show. But for those that are still interested, we will have registration the morning of. So it's $25 between 7:30 and 9:30 out at Five Flags, and we will take cash, we will take check, we will take credit card that morning. So you bring us your money and you can put it in the show. It's not just cars. I've had a lot of people ask that. Well, it says it's cops, cars, and crawfish. If it has wheels and you want to donate your $25, we will take it.
Yes.
We will take motorcycles and trucks and and buses, wagons and, or bicycles. Yeah. You name it, we'll take it. Yep.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we're in.
So how many people showing up to this event every year think that they're going to get to drag race a cop car on the track?
They ask about the Corvette a lot.
They do ask about a lot about the car, but for the most part, people understand what we're there for.
Right.
Because you know, when they pull in, we tell them to take a right, or sorry, a left instead of a right.
Right.
I think they really understand. And you'd be amazed at the, if you're not aware of the car show industry or the field, the environment, you'd be amazed at the care that they put into these cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's they're out there. Once they park, you're out there polishing the cars up. And I know Whitney loves car shows. She was in the car show scene for a number of years. And I just love looking around. You know, cars that I can't afford,
right.
And ones that I don't have the skill set or the desire to keep in that pristine a condition. So it's really kind of cool. And all of it, I think what we're really kind of banking on is that it's all going to be near the stage. Everything's going to be in one kind of area, so you can see the stage, but you can look left and see an antique car. You can look to the right and see the sheriff's office Bearcat, the SWAT vehicle. You can look ahead, you can see a canine demonstration or horses. You can see, and then off to your right, you'll see the screen where, you know, it depends on when you get there, whether the movie cars are showing.
And I think one of the neat things about our car show is because it's an all open division. So a lot of times when you go to car shows, people that are familiar with that know they have these very specific categories, and you kind of got to figure out what category your car fits into. What's the competition going to look like? This is all about raising money to support the Sheriff Foundation. And so our awards are things like Sheriff's Choice, where the sheriff gets to choose just whichever car he likes.
Lucky,
people,
right?
We've got a foundation's choice. We've got some other local elected officials that are going to come out. And then we have people's choice. So we have the top 10 people's choice awards that everyone that comes to the event is going to get a ticket. They get to go vote for their favorite vehicle. They can also purchase additional votes for $1 each This is a fundraiser, of course.
Right, right.
And it's all about having a good time and giving back. And so we have vehicles, everything from people's daily drivers that they just like and they want to show off, all the way up to vehicles that are trailered there because these owners are not putting miles on them. They are nothing but a show car,
right?
And that's what they're going to stay. And so you name it, and you'll probably see it out there on Saturday.
I should bring my 1994
Nissan.
You
know what?
You got the antique part down.
I do.
I like it.
There's
a patina.
There's a orange patina to that,
one. You know, that is a very popular look nowadays. People are doing that even purposefully.
You're talking about the rust or the faded paint job?
Well, it's both. I've seen the rust they paint it on now. It's not even real rust.
I'm a trendsetter.
Look at
that. I think you're there.
All right.
What they call an OG.
Yeah.
The OG. Yeah, the old Nissan. All right. So my guests this morning, Sheriff Chip Simmons and Whitney Lucas, the president of the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. We're talking about cops, cars, and crawfish coming up on April 20th at the Five Flags Speedway. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. If you have questions or comments about this event or the Sheriff's Foundation and what they do for our community, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
Pensacola Habitat for Humanity invites all executives and business leaders to join Executive Build 2024. Be a part of a unique construction build site experience while empowering your business and investing in our local community. This is your chance to show compassion and support within your community or organization. Roll up your sleeves with other Escambia and Santa Rosa County leaders for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Executive Build on April 26th. Reserve your spot. See PensacolaHabitat.org/exec build for more information.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have young ones in the car, they probably know that this is from the movie Cars, which will be showing on the big screen at the Cops Cars. Did I do it right?
That's
Cars,
it.
Cops
That's
Cars
it.
And Crawfish coming up on April 20th at Five Flags Speedway. There's going to be a car show, lots of great stuff happening there. And at 11 a.m., they're going to have Cars playing on the big screen there. My guests this morning, Sheriff Chip Simmons and Whitney Lucas, the president of the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. And this is going to be a great event. How many years have you guys done this?
So this is our second event.
Cool.
So the foundation's still fairly new. It was the brainchild of the sheriff. And so shortly after he was elected, he got some community leaders and business leaders together who all genuinely wanted to help. And so one of the things I'm most proud of with the foundation is the fact that we are an all-volunteer organization. We have no paid staff, so everything you see us pull off, everything you see us do for the community and for the sheriff's office is donated time and donated resources.
Wow.
So it is very enjoyable. It's a lot of work, of course, but we are so lucky to live in a community like we do where people genuinely want to give back. They want to support the sheriff's office.
When I talk to law enforcement, sometimes I'll end the conversation with saying thank you for your service, and sometimes I walk away going, am I supposed to say that? Is that proper? Because I know it's reserved maybe for military, but I say, you know, thank you for your service. And I think when you volunteer your time outside of your normal work hours, which I know is already exhausting and, you know, mentally grueling, you know, you're serving outside of that. So that just kind of makes that statement more broad. So I'm going to keep using it. So I hope nobody gets mad at me.
I think you absolutely should. I can't tell you how many times we're at an event or something like that and people come up and thank the sheriff's office, thank the employees for their service and what they do for the community.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's not always a glamorous job, if at all. And I know the hours and the time you guys put in. So thank you very much for what you do. Speaking of community engagement, we don't even have enough time on the air today to go over the amount of sponsors that you guys have. I mean, the community, the local businesses, wow. I mean, there's hundreds, right?
I will tell you, we have had so many people step up. I would be remiss if I didn't point out at least our sheriff's level sponsors.
Right.
So we've got Florida Insurance Agency, Loyalty Credit Union, of course, Five Flags Speedway, and Cubs Crawfish. And the amazing thing about our sponsors, I encourage you, go to our Facebook page, go to the event so you can take a look at everyone who has reached out to us. That to me is the great thing. We didn't have to solicit these people. We didn't show up at their door and knock and say, hey, can you please help us with this? These are all organizations and businesses that reached out to us, that contacted us either via the sheriff's office or the foundation directly and said, hey, what do you guys have going on? Because we want to support you.
Right. That's great. I love this community. I mean, when it's time to pull together for something, we're going to do it, especially if there's crawfish involved.
That's it.
People love crawfish. Well, it's not just crawfish. You know, some people say, oh, I'm not sure if I want a crawfish place. But we have hamburgers, and
right.
We have hot dogs, mm-hmm. and potato chips. And
$10, yeah.
Come on out there if you have.
And ice cream. We've got Taste Buds. Yeah, mm-hmm. Taste Buds ice cream truck is going to be out there, and they're going to have a number of different things for sale, mm-hmm. again, to support the foundation. So.
Right. And if you're interested in being in the car show, it's $25 to register the day of the event. For more information about that or for sponsorship opportunities, you can send an email to info@escambiacsf.org, stands for County Sheriff's Foundation,
That's
right?
That's it, yeah.
Escambiacsf.org.
We're not that creative.
Right, well, you know, I just always like to do that because my sometimes when I say F and S, and they all kind of blend together on the radio, so... all right, so we're talking about cops, cars, and crawfish. I'm always going to look at you when I say that because I'm going to mess it up again. April 20th at the Five Flags Speedway. We talked earlier about how great the Five Flags Speedway area is to do this event. We've talked about the community participation. I want to get back to the community participation part of this and connecting the sheriff's department with just, you know, local everyday folks and their families. How important is that in this day and age when we see things on social media and TV where you only see a snippet of the event or the idea. And a lot of the times our sheriff's department is misrepresented, I think.
And I think that community support really goes both ways. Not only is it important for the sheriff's office to support the community by doing events like this and assisting the foundation so they can start building that relationship, but I think it also means so much. The part we kind of forget is that this gives the community that opportunity to support their sheriff's office, to come out to thank them for their service. I think I'll let the sheriff talk a little bit about what it means when somebody in the community comes up and does thank them.
Well, you know, there are agencies throughout the state and throughout the country that I go to conferences all the time. And they come up and say, hey, man, I sure wish we lived in Florida. I sure wish we lived in a community that supported us and you know, where a commission isn't trying to cut their budget and all that stuff. So I think that as you guys were talking about how we live in a great community, we live in a generous community, but we also live in a very supportive community. And as Whitney said, people would come up all the time and say, hey, you guys have done a great job. We appreciate this job you're doing, that job you're doing, because they understand how difficult that this job is. And I try to do a good job as I can, at least to tell people, hey, while I was sleeping last night, our deputies, the men and women that are working out there, we're doing this or we're doing that. I just looked at my phone and they made a pretty good drug seizure again last night. So everything that they do makes our community just a little bit better. And we couldn't do it without the support of the community. And events like this will allow us to continue to interact, continue to engage with the members of our community. I know that when they come up here, a lot of times they'll know, they've been here times, you know, many times before, they know the canines by name. They know the horses by name. They know the name of the, you know, the bear cat. They ask if this person's going to be there, if that person's going to be there. And so that's what you hope to get. That's the position that, from a law enforcement agency standpoint, that's the position you want to be in, where people are willing and able, obviously, to come and interact, whether it's on a movie night, whether it's coffee with a cop, whether it is the signature event for the foundation, which is Cars, Cops, and Crawfish. And we're honestly, the sheriff's office is there really for more support and to help in any way that we can, because we understand that the foundation, as Whitney mentioned, is there for us. It's there for our employees. It's there for their well-being in case there's a hardship, but it's also there to continue with this engagement, quite frankly, like we've never seen before here in Escambia County. And we have award-winning programs that are here at the sheriff's office that we get called every week. We get a call about, why, how are we doing this? And now we're also getting calls about, hey, who's running your foundation? How, you know, and we reluctantly tell them that, you know, this Whitney Lucas only, and reluctantly only because we don't want them to try to steal her away from
right.
our foundation.
Exactly.
But we have become at that point where the agency itself is getting these type of accolades, but also the foundation itself is getting these accolades. And when you combine them, the foundation with the sheriff, top-notch sheriff's office, top-notch foundation, you get that synergistic effect that is just, it's hard to duplicate.
Mm. Well, and I think it's interesting to point out maybe some of the things we do that support, that build that connection with the sheriff's office employees. So our externally facing things we do, supporting the Sheriff's Blazer Academy and the Dream Big program and the movie nights, people see that. The community sees that.
Yeah.
But the second prong of our mission is to support the heroes of the sheriff's office. And that's all employees. That's the deputies. That's the civilian support staff as well. And so one of the biggest things we do is we're able to provide direct support payments when they experience a hardship, an unplanned hardship, whether wow. it's an injury or a family illness or a sick child. That's a time when the foundation can step up and support them. We pay for entries like 5K entries and cook team entries and things of that nature just to kind of embed the sheriff's office staff in the community a little bit more. We do things like giving them an annual gift every year for every sheriff's office employee just as a way to show them your community's here, we support you, and we appreciate you.
All right. I'm sorry. I got to get to this last commercial break.
Yeah, no.
we're running up on our time here, but thank you so much, guys, for being here. We'll be back in a minute just to wrap things up in a couple minutes. But Sheriff Chip Simmons and Whitney Lucas from the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation, we're talking about Cops, Cars, and Crawfish coming up on the 20th. It's a free event. Don't miss it. We'll be right back after this.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I've had a lot of fun this morning hanging out with Sheriff Chip Simmons and Whitney Lucas, the president of the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. They have a great event coming up. It is the Cops, Cars, and Crawfish at the Five Flag Speedway, Saturday, April 20th. Get your registration for the car show if you want to on the day of, $25. There's going to be a movie on the big screen, awards for the car show, a raffle, event t-shirts, other drawings, things for the kids. Everything's going to be there. Get yourself a plate of crawfish or a grill plate and head on down there. It's a free event. So, guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks. And the weather's going to be beautiful, it looks like. So bring your cars out there to show and bring your kids out there to
yes.
Fox News.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Chris Foster.